You are now listening to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight, weekdays from 4:30 to 6, only on Eagle FM. Download the app or tune in to a frequency near you. Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world. Tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM. And welcome. Good afternoon, dear listeners. Obviously, this is your drive time session, and for a lot of you finding yourself predominantly in the malls and in the shops, you know, all the best. Good luck. Primarily in the scenario that obviously everyone is there where you are currently right now. Don't fight about, you know, the milk, please, guys. Just try to be safe as always and try to maintain good arm space between each other. Now, besides the end of month rush and obviously the transition from October to November being in play and specifically at full display, the talking point that we obviously stem up that we always look into on your daily drive time sessions is we always get there in terms of taking a look at a particular sector, an industry, whether it be Namibian, African, or in a global context. And it always provides us with the aspect in terms of potentially what we as Namibia can adopt and replicate here in the country. Now, I have to position a particular subject matter, a particular talking point, a strand. That's not before I get into the gist of our discussion for today. And before I forget, and it is perceived that I might have been imposing some sort of participation in Ramadan, you can engage at the following studio number, 083-288-4001. You can come through during the course of the show. Obviously, you know, we'll be conversing on in terms of the subject matter at hand and what we'll be obviously looking at in that regard and dealing with your particular contribution and your question at the same time. The replication reference that I just made is obviously born from, okay, we see in another country that particular thing is working right there. Is there an opportunity for us to adapt it to Namibia's particular conditions or to the home market conditions that I find myself operating in? Now, you always ask yourself sometimes these particular questions in terms of if you see someone else's car or you see someone else wearing something or they're using a fancy electronic device somewhere else. Just like earlier today, specifically, you know, I assisted my brother specifically with one of his particular computer needs for his personal computer. And while we were waiting there for the technician, I've also sort of like been, you know, scouting about throughout the course of Windhoek in terms of an affordable handheld device, which is not a smartphone or a tablet, because my first particular sort of like, sort of like where I wanted to gravitate towards would have been a tablet, but something that has adequate enough storage space, but still provides you with the easy to go on the move particular, needs and functions. And I bump into a specific device that I would not have, anticipated to be technically sold in the country. Now, it's technically something that I'll tell you that it runs on something that looks similar to Android, but it is something that can accommodate Android because it's known as the Google or the Chrome OS. It's literally Google's Internet Explorer, the Google Chrome Web Explorer that has its own particular operating system. I did not know such a development took place. Now you see, the particular thing I'm explaining to you right there is specifically a product with another product loaded or preloaded onto it that we possibly could not have ever thought would have come to this Namibian consumer durable market. Now, primarily, I'm explaining to you something that is based upon, someone just importing a product and obviously reselling it in Namibia. at their particular margins, or including their margins. But at the heart of the talking point, and at the heart of our discussion for today, is whether or not you can do what someone else is doing in a different market in your market. Now, the reason why I'm citing this is potentially that we are part of the following statistical analysis that I'll be sharing with you in this afternoon's home run session. And it's specifically that you can see that there is growing opportunity for local content production, specifically in the realm of entertainment and media. I'll say it again. There is great room, space, market, sector up for grabs in the entertainment and media space of the African continent. If you've seen our post, the social media poster for today on our social media platforms for the home runs session, just citing to you what we'd be looking into, the talking point obviously cites the three foundational markets on the African continent with the largest consumption or consumers available to consume entertainment and media content. Now, entertainment and media content is a pretty broad sector to analyze. It's a pretty broad sector to try and accommodate and try to also service. And it's a pretty broad sector that has varying degrees of demands. Now, there is one product, and it was unfortunately recently acquired by the French pay-for-TV, Canal Plus, for that matter, was technically already a stakeholder or shareholder within the MultiChoice Group, if you guys did not know that. And all they did was literally buy out the other shareholders in terms of increasing their stake and thus obviously achieving majority shareholder shareholding in the enterprise itself. Now, Canal Plus, if you don't know who Canal Plus is or Canal Plus, they operate in much of the French African-speaking countries on the continent. And obviously, the stake or the shares or the position they held within the pay-per-view service offering that was found in the English-speaking part of Africa was obviously an interesting particular marriage and an interesting particular sort of like a relationship. But it was actually a scenario of actually, which is a clear-cut strategy that you can see, a marriage that is born out of consolidating African content generation and African entertainment value proposition on the continent in terms of trying to achieve overall market share dominance. Clear cut, straightforward, there you go. Now, transcend that discussion even a little bit further and you go and look at who is Canal Plus. Now, Canal Plus is actually owned by a company in Paris, it's an asset management company in Paris. No, Canal Plus is owned by a holding company, and the holding company is owned by a French asset management company. So you can obviously see it will be entirely French owned. And much of the discussion that has been taking place in the entertainment and media space on the continent has been about, can this particular industry still grow further? And it's a resounding yes in terms of the developments and the moves that have been made. I say this because you can clearly see a French, entertainment and TV production company acquiring the majority shareholder position in a South African enterprise, which served across a whole bunch of English-speaking African markets. And actually had a pretty good product on offering, and you can still see it. And they had access to also providing various kinds of product needs to various kinds of audiences. So it obviously gave you a diverse spectrum in product offering to various kinds of consumers. So I'm talking about from news to music to the sport to the movie watching, TV series consuming, and then also kiddies, particular channels and the likes. So you obviously see how broad that service offering is, or that product offering is. At the heart of such a particular discussion has been that there's been a gradual growth of local production, local storytelling taking place. Now, you have to be careful, guys, with the term local content production, because that's a term that can be universally applied between the mining sector, the manufacturing sector of your country, and something like the entertainment and media sector of your country. And if, when I'm going to apply the same term in our discussion for today, just note that this actually speaks towards the entertainment and media aspect of today's discussion. Now, entertainment and media, guys, is a pivotal particular development because obviously there are certain particular developmental issues that exist in Africa. And according to PricewaterhouseCoopers South Africa, and they did this our 2025 Outlook report, it seems like there's just more room, more growth to be achieved in the entertainment and media space on the continent. The three markets, as I mentioned, that they surveyed or that they analyzed are the three largest markets that actually is home to this particular sector and that have actually harnessed the sector and they've actually generated vast amounts of economic activity in the sector. I mean, back in 2023, when I did the particular interview with Mr. Patrick Sam, when he, I don't know if he's still part of the National Arts Council, but whenever I bump into him, I assume he's still part of the Arts Council itself. And the interview I had back then in terms of, I just asked him, you know, why do we value our local artists so much or we undervalue them so much? And his response was obviously a discussion of, hey, listen, it's a clear-cut thing of just a question of respecting the artistic inputs in a Namibian context. People are willing to pay the vast amounts of money for visiting South African artists, but when it's a Namibian artist showing up, Namibians don't want to actually help that artist actually grow and gain the notoriety on a similar level in their home market versus a South African visiting artist coming to Namibia. But before we continue, guys, because we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back right after this.
Kapena onda do, ya fa onda do ya ShopRite. Otoripaka mo, okupetera enda do diripetu. Toi kumbiwa we aiche, ongashi, oma kenderi ahamano, wori tira imwe, your right brand, long life full cream milk. Geto radiri, efera no lungo nungwe, esenda, omirongo nungwe nungwe, oshoyo, ekiro ramadiri ne, the real good frozen chicken, yo ipambu ya rumbaka nifwa, kedola, efera no mirongo nungwe nane, desenda, omirongo nungwe nungwe, inofuta, shidru fepa onda do ya ShopRite. Enda do edi, otinongo shufiyo mafiko nungwe, a November, otura oyo tre, oko ShopRite, apuke, kara, o programa yo, kacha, ready steady cook, ko One Africa TV, otoyete wanuma panduro, ko ShopRite, Namibia.
So coming back there from the quick break, and obviously you're still here in our company on home run that on being on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Just where I left off in terms of looking at the value component, how the local market has to value its local content and its local producers to that extent. I've actually lined up another particular conversation for next week's particular EMS, and it resonates, the message in that particular conversation also resonates with some of the particular messaging that comes out in today's particular analysis of this Outlook report, is that specifically each of these large market hubs, Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, actually have strong support, strong consumption, and strong distribution of local content and locally produced content. Now, the thing is, obviously, what has made various particular industries successful around the world has been a notion of, you know, improving on quality of content. You see, guys, when you have to look at certain particular product offerings when it comes to entertainment and media, media is not something, is not entirely or exclusively something electronic. Media can also be a magazine. Media can also be a comic book. And it's also the discussion in terms of the investment of in the technology and how the thing is actually presented to a consumer. You see, I grew up in a specific time, guys, where, and I actually also, at up until a specific age, I think like at 25, I actually physically bought comic books at, you know, the various retailers here in the country, or here in Windhoek specifically, because I inherited a specific habit that my two elder brothers had. Even my elder sister, she also had this particular habit. As children and as young adults, they also bought comic books and these particular picture story books that help you, you know, to entertain and to teach you and help you with your reading. Now, at the heart of something else, obviously, you can see that a purely private endeavor is facilitating a basic educational component, helping and actually alleviating something for the parent of that child or that young teenager in terms of ensuring that this teenager is actually continuously polishing up on their reading skills, their reading habits, and they're having the ability of ultimately being someone that, you know, participates in a very strong habit that is a very positive habit, and that actually leads to potentially designing a person of the community, a future adult of the community that reads, that is well read, has an expansive mindset in terms of knowledge, as well as also being open to new ideas and being able to converse about ideas with other adults of similar age, older or younger. Because you'll ask me, what do you mean about the private sector idea, but right? Because you're just technically explaining to me a Ministry of Education component. But here's the thing. There was a specific time when the private sector played a specific role in entertainment and media where they were in charge of their own delivery. And they were in charge of their own technology, harnessing and delivery components and distribution mechanisms and infrastructure and the likes, because they knew there were small retailers and retailers who were selling and dispensing magazines, and it was easy for them to say, hey, listen, why don't you also distribute my comic book here? And the printers who printed these particular works had business, and there was an economy running, which actually translated to a physical thing being produced. A physical thing being produced. Hence, one of the reasons why I'll still tell everyone with much love and the fascination I've had that if you've ever had the opportunity of seeing how a newspaper gets printed, it's the most beautiful thing, because you actually see something going from thoughts and, you know, spoken word being placed on, being typed up in Microsoft Word or other word processors, sent in digital format, designed and put together by a graphic designer on a page, on a digital page, something that you're not yet holding the final product, but it's actually giving the outline of the final product, and it gets submitted to the printer. The printer switches on that massive machine, puts on the roll of paper, and you can literally see the value addition being generated. You can literally see it from start to finish. I'm telling you guys, production, actual manufacturing and production of something, is the most beautiful process you'll ever see. You'll ever see as an adult. The most beautiful process. Because you can actually see how this final product defends or actually represents 5, 6, 7 departments who played a part in this one thing. Now, yes, the concept you might firstly jump to in your mind would be, is this like an assembly plant? Actually, no. Magazines, the newspaper print industry, as well as also, if you've got a look at the movie making, TV production industry, are some of the most pivotal entertainment and media subsectors that always represent strong growth. If I can say strong growth, it's a notion of, let's say, just resilience. Because in the modern day, today, 2025, contemporarily, the resilience is based upon who owns the distribution technology. So I set that scene for you in terms of the explainer. And that particular scene also has to highlight to you primarily, what does it say in terms of the opportunity of participating in entertainment and media on this continent or in Namibia? Now I'll cite one thing to you guys, specifically. I'll literally cite one thing to you. Namibia has great potential to participate in the entertainment and in the media space of its own market. The greatest thing that we obviously also lack is it's similar to procurement, but it's actually primarily just investment. Because what you guys have to understand is how things work in or outside of Namibia is that there are literally production schedules set up. So what I mean by this, if you've got to go look at Disney and Disney's movie production arm of itself, Disney has like a couple of meetings of like, you know, board members or whoever or strategic staff, and they present all the particular sort of like finally approved projects for the next movie production timeline, which will take the next 5 years up to 2030. So at every year you'll see a new Marvel movie come out. And this all will play into a larger particular storyline, sort of like to encapsulate you and, you know, to captivate your imagination and your entertainment awareness factor for this time span of 5 years. So with a time span of 5 years, they have the single most important ingredient for each of those 5 years is a script for every year. Now, a script, dear listeners, in Namibia sounds like a very foreign thing in many cases. It's probably also one of the biggest reasons why we've never even produced a TV show of ourselves. We've never produced, and I'm not talking about a news TV show. I'm not talking about a sports TV show. I'm also not talking about a basic information-based slash documentary such thing, you know, of that nature for, you know, mass consumption. No, I'm actually talking about a script is generated. So the pitch is made. It's a sales pitch every time. The pitch is made. The script is there. It is submitted because that is the proposal document. And then the production company takes that thing and goes and borrows money. Currently, in Namibia, we have not evolved our financial support mechanisms to the entertainment sector as well. Which is also an interesting thing because when the last time that we here on the Home Run spoke about the arts and culture sector, there was a small snippet of a particular thing that Helmut kept saying that I also heard from the artist in this one particular video was there was a time in the 20-teens when there was a lot of funding made available to support the music industry in Namibia, and everyone thought they were a musician and a singing artist and a musical artist, and everyone was applying to this particular mechanism just for the sake of accessing the money. Not because they were actually artistic, not because they were actually had a proven track record of being a performing artist. No. It was a means by which they could access some aspect of financing. Which also once again translates to the underdeveloped sectors that we continue to ignore. On one thing, I'm actually glad, for example, like I had seen like one or two particular, you know, engagements in this past week in terms of attendance where I attended as the media, where it was a satisfying comment to hear. Firstly, from the Prime Minister at the one event, and then from executive directors just yesterday, who all of them cited that, listen, it's a discussion, obviously, of not just conferencing and conferencing and conferencing and conferencing. And at the end of December, you have not really done anything for the year. And then you still have the new year coming, laying in waiting. about to show up with its own requirements for conferencing for the whole of that 12-month period. So you sit with this particular idea and this particular problem of, okay, so idea sharing problem, trying to problem solve at mass meeting platforms or large meeting platforms like conferences and workshops. They obviously try to achieve their own particular direct niche and minute goals. But do they actually translate over into a larger setting in terms of actually solving the actual problem out in the industry, out in the market, out in the economy? My suspicion is it's a resounding no. I'll tell you now, my suspicion is it's a resounding no. And I'll share that on that particular talking point, you've got to look for the manifestations. Now, I don't like the word manifestations, guys, because manifesting makes me sound like a yoga instructor, which I'm not. I never intend to be as well, but, you know, I heard yoga has done wonderful things. But the manifesting component has to do with small pilot projects or small things being done. Entertainment and media, just like arts and culture, they technically are almost two sides of the same coin. When I say two sides of the same coin, I'm literally talking about it's actually the same side of the same coin. Because in arts and culture, you could include music, theater, acting for theater, because you at theater, you also get, let's say, opera singing or performance singing or public singing and public arts performances, like dancing and contemporary dancing and all those other things. And then you obviously also get the other particular, you know, aspects associated to arts and culture, like painting and, you know, sculpting and all those other particular things. But before we continue, guys, quick ad break.
Sometimes you have to raise a Vinduk beer and say cheers to you, the real ones. You know, the ones who save you a spot for the game when the bar is crowded. The ones who offer to drive for the night to keep everyone safe. The ones who bring you a cold Vinduk beer without being asked. When they're there for you in ways you never knew you needed, they aren't just friends. They're the real ones. So cheers to them. Vinduk, 100% real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Coming back there from the quick break, and obviously as we're now heading into the next, well, the two-thirds section left of this today's program. And obviously, if you've just tuned in and you're finding yourself stuck in traffic, I'm sorry, but welcome to the home run. And welcome to your daily drive time session here on your number one talker station, that being Eagle FM. Now, entertainment and media, in their own right, because I explained just before the ad break, arts and culture, is that entertainment and media actually also takes pieces from arts and culture, and it actually packages it, delivers it, puts a ribbon around it, you know, puts a little bit of a barcode on it, has a lot of money flowing into it, and then develops its own particular sectors. And I'm not talking about a social media influencer. I actually, earlier today, I got asked by a friend of mine. She asked me, Dwight, do you know any social justice social media influencers? I was like, what then? Social justice social media influencer. I was like, what is a social justice social media influencer? The word or the phrase social media influencer is only associated to someone promoting an actual product. Promoting a concept could potentially, and this is not what I told her, but I was thinking that the same time, could potentially translate to a scam. No, it could. No, really, guys. It literally could. If you're asking someone, hey, be the face of, let's say, vaccines or the COVID vaccine, you will have one half of society saying, but you're a scam, and the other half of society going like, you're my savior. Now you'll sit with an even bigger public relations nightmare, because the public relations nightmare would be about there's a 50-50 balance. Their realm of public relations is to predominantly have positive relations, meaning 75% and upwards. Because we all know that you can't actually get absolutes like 100%. Well, you can get 100% if you did something very bad. Like 100% negative or 100% positive. Those absolutes don't exist. Entertainment and media obviously also leverages a lot of technology and the use of technology. But here's just a few bits, statistical bits, for you to digest on. Now, the starting point focuses on the resilience factor of entertainment and media, because entertainment and media has been fractured greatly in markets like the US, markets like Asia, and markets like Europe. The developing world obviously is about 5 to 15 years always behind trends that you would see in Europe, North America, and in Asia. They cited here specifically that South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria are still the continent's leading markets in terms of growth. So that already tells you there's always a positive. And that despite global economic pressures, these three markets have delivered strong results, outperforming global averages and setting new standards for digital engagement and innovation. Nigeria had recorded a growth rate of 11.2% in 2024. Kenya had followed with a 7.1%, and South Africa posted a 6.2% growth statistic, supported by a more mature and a more diversified media landscape. Now, a more diversified media landscape does not mean there are more consumers. It actually means various participants from the private sector, innovating and product development side of things, actually showing up and innovating, inventing, creating, and positioning more services and more products, thus creating a competitive market segment, which potentially makes things accessible, affordable to said consumer. Now remember, guys, that thing that I'm explaining there to you, where market dynamics determine the affordability price scenario, is only seen in a lot of consumer goods, from consumer durables to consumer perishables. Remember that philosophy. It's only seen. Now, it's a philosophy that's actually proven right, because it's only seen in consumer products, from durables to perishables. You do not see it in house prices, which is also a consumer durable product, but you don't see it in house prices. You don't see it, for example, in various other particular factors like the financial markets. And sometimes you also don't see it in other particular markets where you would have expected, for example, like much of the technologically developing or tech development sectors of the international markets, you would have expected there would have been some sort of a competitive pricing mechanism taking place. You know, because you're 10 Namibian dollars, I probably have to be 9 Namibian dollars, 95 cents. Something like that. Sorry about that, guys. It was just a weird buzzing. But that specific dynamic, in many cases, yeah, things like price gouging, or what they call it, price collusion, can take place in a sector where all the competitors who are supposed to be competitors actually meet on a lovely Saturday morning, having a lovely brunch meeting somewhere, a very lovely hospitality venue, and just deciding, you know what, let's set an industry standard for us. The reason why I started off with the Canal Plus purchase of MultiChoice was so that you could understand specifically what was the development on one side of that private sector component happening on the African continent. Happening on the African continent. Now, specifically, guys, I also mentioned to you once and to Helmut that I once looked up how many state-owned TV stations does a country like Germany have. Now, here's a few things that will also be mind-boggling for you regarding Germany. Germany in Europe has the largest concentration of multi-millionaire to multi-billionaire statistics. Why? Germany has 83 million people, population, and out of that 83 million, 23 million are multimillionaires and more. I'll say that again. 23 million of that 83 million are multimillionaires to multibillionaires, which should make things sound scary for you, because that's one quarter of your population literally owning all means of production in your economy. Now, when I went and looked at, for example, on the one side, and the two searches were not related to each other, because I just thought about how many government or public sector, public TV stations does Germany have? And I got this weird statistical list of at least 16 government owned TV stations. Government owned TV stations. I'll say it again. Government owned TV stations. When you see at the level of this particular kind of installation, you can only see competition arise, and you can only see specifically access to opportunities manifesting. The same TV stations all get budgets to make local TV productions, fictional TV productions like soap operas or soap dramas, or funding for documentaries, or funding for movies, locally produced movies, or funding to broadcast sports events. Because here in Namibia, we still have not grasped the idea, and specifically this is the fault of the sports administrators, that the sports administrators don't know how to look after their stakeholder, the athletes and the football clubs, and themselves, and thus creating an accessible opportunity by positioning content that stems from their sphere at a charge, meaning they get paid. Not this weird thing I've been seeing in Namibia of them having to pay. Even if you are a government broadcasting newspaper, radio station outlet, you have to pay for someone's TV rights, someone's image rights, someone's basic rights to be it's almost like identifying the person. Why do I say this? Well, when we had the netball becoming a potentially Namibia's leading professional sport in 2026 coming up, that particular discussion back in September last month here on The Home Run, and the article that I subsequently wrote after that, at the heart of that discussion was that it was MTC that made a pledge, and MTC had been in this development partnership with Netball Namibia to progress the sport, to grow the sport. And the sport obviously also needs its own growth in terms of investment in infrastructure. Meaning, this thing of treating sports like the pastime that we've been seeing for the past 35 years to 100 years in Namibia should be a thing of the past. If we want to compete and we want gold medals to be won, we need to put the money down where the money needs to speak. It's a straightforward approach. No beating about the bush, no feeling bad about asking for money. If you show up with a template, a proposal, you put it down, you tell the bank, this is what we want to do, this is the situation we want to achieve, we need to sit down in a room and we need to talk things out so we can get ways of convincing you to put the money on the table for us to make the return on investment work. I still cannot believe that even after 35 years, that all our sports, which are entertainment aspects, have actually developed and gone from strength to strength to strength throughout this country. Because the basic thing you've got to do is put it on a TV screen and transmit it. You will develop your own heroes. You guys don't know how many times I am annoyed. I know this is something I should not be highlighting in my discussions, but you don't know how many times I am annoyed that I have to hear about Namibians arguing and debating about Man United and Liverpool and Arsenal and who's better than who and who's got what. And we all were better footballers. The crux of the game, the conclusion there is at one stage, we were just as good as all those footballers that you see on the TV screen. We were just as good. We had just as much potential and talent. We just did not have the conducive environment, which is the same thing also for MSME growth and incubation, which is the same thing also for access to opportunities in the job market for graduates, for interns. We are saturated. The need is there to expand certain things, hidden gems that we've got, just looking at us, just right there. And we're not reaching out. We're not. Now, obviously, the entertainment and media growth in Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa is a very shocking thing. Why I say it's a shocking thing, it's all based upon over-the-top service provision. Over-the-top service provision is things like Netflix, things like YouTube, things like your basic communication technologies, who are actually the guys at fault for putting the conventional media technologies under threat. But here's the thing. Nigeria has 107 million internet users out of a 200 something million population size. But before we continue, guys, we quickly take the short ad break.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
So we come back from the short break right there, dear listeners. And obviously, looking at the particular point that I just made before the ad break itself is that it's a subject matter that for too long is just continuously being pushed aside. Look, guys, if we really want to see economic emancipation in this country, there are hidden gems that are pretty easy to achieve that we can actually empower. Pretty easy. Pretty easy in the sense of that it'll actually help various other kinds of industries actually piggyback and see real value materialize for themselves. Another particular thing is also that the aspect of, for example, taking a look at bolstering the arts and culture sector, which literally, as I mentioned, runs parallel to the entertainment and media sector. Because it's also a frustrating thing to hear when you ask someone when you think about media, what pops into your head? And then everyone starts talking about a newspaper. But a newspaper is but a singular medium. And then they would mention a radio, and it's but a singular medium. In the 2025 discussion today, we've literally got a plethora of options available to us. And when I say a plethora means a variety. But before we actually continue, guys, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back right after this and continue with the rest of our programming right after this break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now listening to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight, weekdays from 4:30 to 6, only on Eagle FM. Download the app or tune in to a frequency near you. Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM. So coming back there from that abrupt ad break right there, and the term media itself, guys, is a plural to the word medium, if you did not know. The term media is a plural to the word medium. So media automatically means multiple outlets in terms of disseminating information. But information is not just the only thing. So we can't just be thinking about news, because we sometimes need to switch our minds off and be able to consume entertainment value as well, and to also participate in said particular entertainment aspects. And one of the classical, obvious ways in terms of how media was always distributed was that you had theatrical performances, and you had public speaking, and you had, you know, and then people sort of like converted those things into actual storytelling of innovation that stems from their ability to speak, to communicate a complete fictional story, but to be able to entertain. That bare basic mechanism or explainer I gave you there obviously shows you a pretty medieval picture. Yeah, it's a very medieval setting that I'm giving you. But the medieval setting has led to technological developments in 2025. Has led to people thinking about something, proposing something somewhere, and actually achieving real results that benefit a whole bunch of people. Whether those people are actually paying for the thing, or whether those people are actually being paid for the thing. Now, before the ad breaks, I also mentioned to you guys that Nigeria, which has seen the largest growth specifically in the entertainment and media sector, that much of this is born on the over-the-top service delivery component. And over-the-top means things like I mentioned, the Netflixes and all those other particular application functions that just allows you to access a library at a nominal fee, is that in a country like Nigeria, they've got 107 internet users or subscribers or, you know, consumers out of 232 million Nigerians. 107 million of that 232 million are internet users. Any marketer on this planet would have said thank you. They would have been singing to the bank for that kind of market. 107 million internet users. 107. Now, the particular platform, which is obviously the over-the-top services, which are also known as your streaming platforms, they've actually picked up momentum. They've just gone from strength to strength to literally deliver on the product offering to connect to subscribers. Streaming platforms, according to this report, are expanding across all three markets. South Africa is projected to add 1.4 million over-the-top subscribers by 2029. Yo, that's a lot of people. While Kenya and Nigeria are seeing strong growth, advertising-supported models are helping platforms reach broader audiences, especially in price-sensitive segments of these markets. At the heart of this is internet connectivity. Internet connectivity remains a critical driver because Nigeria, which has 107 million internet users, and Kenya's mobile connections already exceed its population, PISM, which includes Internet of Things devices. For South Africa, video accounts of 76% of total data usage, video accounts, just, you know, watching videos, accounts for 76% of total data usage, with platforms like TikTok and Instagram leading consumption. Now, at the heart of that also, it translates to you that there's a younger generation that have now matured. They've obviously progressed from their teenage years potentially, and they're now in that 21 to 25 year space, and they are consuming various particular services on this on-the-go, you know, platform situation template, and that in many cases you can actually see things growing with regards to the particular avenue that this is taking. Now, when I explain it in that manner, you should think about, okay, you still have the older generations or the older population demographics or brackets. They're obviously still watching things. They're obviously still watching TV. They're obviously also paying for the internet. They're obviously also, they've also got YouTube accounts, and they're obviously also on social media and viewing a lot of stuff. But it's a question of new technology versus conventional, older, traditional technology. What does that dynamic look like? Is a person which is now 40, between the ages of 39 to 45, are they now watching more TV, or are they watching more YouTube videos? Are they prone to watch YouTube on their smartphone, on their laptop, on their PC, wherever they find the opportunity to connect with their internet service provider, which provides them with the service, and they literally access the same application on multiple devices? You guys would have seen with these new smart TVs, obviously, which has been in the market also for the past 10 years plus, that they literally now ask you, you can connect the TV to the Wi-Fi, and you can, and the TV now has browser functions, meaning it now has like a Google Chrome associated or already implemented, or they already have pre-loaded the application extension like YouTube and the likes. So you just press the button for YouTube and YouTube just opens it up itself. There's no dialing up or Google searching this function to get there, to get where, and then achieve that end result. No. They pre-loaded the application and it knows what to do. So that means that they've also brought computer circuitry closer to other consumer durable goods. So we're talking about a TV now also has RAM and a processor in order to run that processing ability for that function, which is that YouTube function or extension on your smart TV. Yes, guys, you've got to view your smart TVs now today in this day and age now as a particular extension to your internet exposure. And another component of this is also a discussion based upon what you see happening in other aspects. For example, you get to digital advertising that is still continuing to grow because of the digital reaches that are being, the digital boundaries that are being pushed every year. Advertising is shifting rapidly to digital. So the conventional formats are obviously also seeing diversification in terms of advertising campaigns being displayed. And it was not just like in a Namibian context, you had pure focused targeted advertising just concentrated in print, concentrated on radio, or concentrated on TV. Now it's sort of like a hybrid model. There has to be social media and digital presences to complement conventional media broadcasting, as right, of said particular advertising campaign. Nigeria has been expected to reach the 84% digital ad spend by 2029, which surpasses global benchmarks. South Africa and Kenya are close at 74% and 64% respectively. Retail display and paid search are among the fastest growing segments. Now, paid search, guys, is your search engine optimization feature. If you don't know what that is, and it's something I also tried learning myself, because at one stage, supposedly as an internet writer, if you were writing for websites and the likes, you were supposed to know about search engine optimization. I was like, what is search engine optimization? You go look it up. And search engine optimization only happens if you've got a paid for, it's like a paid for terminal through Google AdSense. Because remember, if someone Google searches a specific shop or a specific business or a specific store, you always get that first option that says paid ad or sponsored search. That is an ad. That business might not have the best website layout, which is a shop front, but they actually paid to be seen first. Because based upon the studies that have been done by Google and other internet research platforms, is that in many cases people just look at the first search results that pop up on Google or from their Google search, and they just stay on that first page. They don't even look at the other 100,000 options that popped up. They just stay on that first page, and in many cases they pick the first option. It could either be a paid for Google ad, or it could be the most visited option on that ranking. We'll quickly take it to another ad break and come back after this.
Heineken's iconic balanced taste that gives you that refreshing first only made possible by Heineken's 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
You are now listening to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight, weekdays from 4:30 to 6, only on Eagle FM. Download the app or tune in to a frequency near you. We come back, dear listeners, and we're literally heading into our last third for today's session and for this week's session, and technically also for October's particular session of The Home Run. And as you're obviously making your way back home, logging off for the day, and obviously you're listening here to us in your drive time session, do remember that you can also follow us on our social media platforms, and that there's also an e-villager as well as also a Eagle FM WhatsApp channels to subscribe to, where we also provide you with regular updates that also happen during these particular periods where you might be listening, or you would be finding yourself somewhere just needing a good read of something happening. Getting back to where we left off, and the particular talking point of looking at AdSense and paid for advertiser exposure to growing markets around the African continent, is that you can clearly see that there is just growth happening at every turn. Now, Namibia, obviously, it'll take us a very long time to achieve a 50% internet coverage rate in our population spread itself, which is 3 million and 22,000, versus 107 million internet user exposure from a country that has 232 million. Now that obviously puts it at just below 50%. It's obviously just below 50%. But 100 million is a golden statistic to work with. It's a golden statistic to work with. Guys, you would not be disappointed if you had access to a market of 100 million people. 100 million. And it's not even a joke. It's scary stuff, reading such a statistic. So, if you obviously look to the particular, if you're an advertiser, if you're a business seeking audiences to, you know, promote your product to, such a strong statistic will not disappoint you. It will not disappoint you. We obviously also see that there are developments happening in terms of the AI and the kinds of storytelling occurring. There are like various things popping up, for example, on people's YouTube feeds. You guys would have seen this already, where they use AI to tell stories or to, you know, to translate things for people. This actually has high engagement rates, actually has a lot of particular viewerships and, you know, in views, if you go by YouTube terminologies. And this just shows you the continuation in terms of growth. Another particular thing I've seen in recent years, and this is in the past 2 years, and I've actually curated my own particular YouTube experience, and I'm sorry for citing that, but you sometimes also become a very entrenched or an entrenched user of a specific technology. Chinese movie production and cartoon production companies are now promoting full seasons with subtitles that you can follow the storyline on YouTube, if you know where to look. Some cases, some I can watch full documentaries. In some cases, I'm even watching live football from Japan and Germany. Live football from their leagues. And even from other parts of the world, because I mean the Thai League and the Vietnam Football League also threw their leagues onto YouTube for that matter. And they're just reaping rewards. I watch live rugby. Yeah, it's not the top 20 countries in the world rugby quality. You know, I'm not watching the United Rugby Championship. I'm not watching Super Rugby. I'm not watching Currie Cup Rugby. I'm not watching the Gallagher's Premier League rugby or the Top Catours from France. No, I'm not watching that. I have to watch that as highlights, you know, because obviously those guys have signed TV deals, you know, which are worth millions of US dollars. No, I'm watching the next 20 countries after the top 20 in rugby. The next 20, they've thrown their leagues. Their engagements. Guys, I even watch live Russian rugby. I'm not making a joke. I watch live Russian rugby. Yes, the commentators are in Russian. There's nothing I can do there. But I'm watching live rugby, and there's a Namibian. There's one of Namibia's World Cup heroes, Johan Tromp. He plays in the Russian league. You've got some of Namibia's rugby players that are playing national team rugby players that play in the American Major League Rugby, MLR. Yeah, in the Major League Rugby. For example, like the guy from Rehoboth, Cliven Lobsha, is also a World Cup player that represented Namibia at 2 World Cups. He plays in the US. And you can watch the guy. Now, obviously, that level of exposure puts things at a global level. It puts things at such a massive market impression level that you could have anywhere, anyone watching from anywhere. And that's also the same particular thing that we've done here with our own Eagle FM application. Guys, it's scary stuff if you know how many people listen to us across the world. But before we continue, I actually saw that the phone line was flashing. Okay, I don't see it flashing anymore. But you can contribute, you can engage with us, or with me specifically here, 083-288-401 here on the Home Run. Let's have a listen what you wish to share. Let's also see, you know, what you think about some of the developments that obviously stem from the analysis coming about that there is just growth and more growth to be encountered in the realm of entertainment and media. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, it's Mamfrosim. Good afternoon, Dwight.
How are you doing, Angabona?
Cool, man. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Well, you know, you are like me. So when you are reading those comics, you know, those comics that you say you got the habit from your brother, your sister, and develop that habit of reading this cartoon and comics and things like that.
Yeah.
So it really depicts some kind of better understanding. But then, so I recall that in Russia, there's also people playing there.
Yes, Angabona, we've got one of our former World Cup players. He is from Marintal, but he's in Russia. He plays professional rugby there.
I see. You mean he just went there to play, or he just found his home there?
No, Angabona. He's still a Namibian, but he's... Let's say he's older now because he can't be picked for the first team. There must now other guys that took over the position. But before that, he was in another European country playing professional rugby. And then he could progress over because the Russians now are aggressive in rolling out a professional program. Because there has been rumors in World Rugby that the Russians now want to make a bid to host the Rugby World Cup in the coming, I think between now, 2025 and 2030, they want to host or compete to host the Rugby World Cup and bring a high level or high profile tournament back to Russia. And this is obviously as World Rugby, it seems, has slightly softened. You know, they've softened like, not like FIFA has now, because FIFA completely sanctioned Russia and kicked them out of, you know, UEFA competitions and competing for World Cups. But they haven't done that to the US. Angabona? Okay, it seems like I've been put on hold, guys. But just to cite to you, Angabona, you can call back. It seems like you put me on hold for some reason. But there are certain developments happening there, but yeah, we've got, I think it's one or two Namibians. I know of the one because I actually saw his face and I was like, so Johan Tromp is playing in for the, is it Dynamo Moscow or something like that? Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Angle Bonnie, you put me on hold just to let you know.
Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah,
I was. Sorry.
No, but I did it automatically. I know what happens sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's
you are more technologically savvy.
It's more like you sometimes anticipate that, you know, spontaneous things happen when it comes to like internet connectivity, cell phone connectivity, because so many people lose signal strength or signal integrity, and then you just have to be patient. I can't be rude, Angabona. So yeah.
I know you are very ethical men.
So Angabona, on the notion of Johan Tromp, who is now playing professional rugby in Russia, is that the Russians are now aggressive in trying to host the next World Cup, which is not the next coming World Cup in 2027, but I think it's the one after 2027. They wish to put up a good show to actually say, hey, listen, come and play top rugby, New Zealand, South Africa, Australia, England. Come play top rugby.
Let them put us in the same block. Just like, you know, BRICS must also have some kind of, they must also have their own structures of that nature.
Mm.
So when these things have been, when we have been kicked out from some of these things, so it means we should be able to have somewhere to delay. Because if you kick somebody, you think that the person will not have any other penalty, which is not also good. So anyway, I've been listening to you. Now I go to rest. I don't know where to come in.
No, I'm still on the entertainment, and media, Angabona, because there's a lot of growth. And we can actually grow our own here in Namibia. There is growth.
Exactly.
But, okay, there's opportunity for growth, not actual growth.
Mm.
Yeah.
So maybe because we are maybe growing at the pace of our population, those airlines, for example, 50% of the internet coverage and things like that. Maybe it's not to our population. Maybe it's also disadvantaging us to have more, a bigger market, a bigger share on that. But anyway, so unlike Nigeria, where we have a bigger population and many other countries like South Africa, for us, I just believe that our population sometimes is also disadvantaging us in terms of penetrating in some of those markets that seem to pose some potential for us to grab some benefits there. But anyway, it's fine. Maybe our population will grow. As we grow, then we also, we can also compete somehow. But we are just at the right time. If we can just revive some of these things and identify our potential, especially in the sports areas where it's also emerging rapidly, maybe in the rural area here, we can also create some sport facilities. And at least we can entertain ourselves.
Yeah.
On the Marungula is also important, even though we are not so, we can also face a risk of, those cyber crimes and things like that. But I think we are doing well.
Mm.
So if they are formulating some of these laws to regulate that industry properly, so that we don't just become victim of internet issues.
Yeah, cyber crime, cyber security.
All those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll be protected if the laws are enacted, and then you see how things will go.
Mm.
Cool, eh?
100% Agabona. Thanks for calling through. So, before we actually continue with the rest of this afternoon session, we'll quickly also be taking a short ad break, dear listeners. But before then, we actually first have an ad break creeping up on us, and we'll be back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Sometimes you have to raise a Vinduk beer and say cheers to you, the real ones. You know, the ones who save you a spot for the game when the bar is crowded. The ones who offer to drive for the night to keep everyone safe. The ones who bring you a cold Vinduk beer without being asked. When they're there for you in ways you never knew you needed, they aren't just friends. They're the real ones. So cheers to them. Vinduk, 100% real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
We come back from that short break. We quickly take some more ads, and then we come back after this. Vavitsa University, where the 2026 applications are now open for the Faculty of Law, Commerce, and Education. Programs on offer are Diploma in Legal Studies for Level 6, Bachelor of Laws Honours, Bachelor of Science in Project Management Honours, Bachelor of Supply Chain Management Honours, Bachelor of Education in Senior Primary Education Honours for Math and Science for the grades 4 to 7, and Bachelor of Education in Secondary Education Honours for Math and Science for the grades 8 to 12. Application fee is $230 million. Application deadline is 30 November 2025. For more information, please call 061-225-463 or 061-225-462. Velvetsche University, where everyone is an achiever. Namibia, are you ready to win big? Coca-Cola is giving away up to 1 million Namibian dollars in prizes. Every week, one lucky winner walks away with $10,000 cash. All you have to do is grab your favorite Coke, Fanta, Sprite, Stony, or Twist in 2-liter, 1.25-liter, or 600ml bottles. Look under the yellow cap, dial *142*45845, # punch in your code, follow the prompts to enter, and just like that, you could be our next big winner. Refresh, enjoy, and win with Coca-Cola. T's and C's apply. Go to our social media pages to watch the video on how to enter the competition. Now, we obviously see the particular developments, dear listeners, that the outlook itself speaks just positively about positives. And that the positives are literally too big, too good, and too convincing to ignore. More and more countries and more economies obviously will start digitizing. They will obviously start having massive rollouts specifically of internet services. And before I continue, let's take the next caller. Eagle FM. Okay, I see it's a missed call. I did see the phone line flashing, dear listener, but you can still call back at 083-288-401. Let's have a listen to what you want to share right there. The talking points obviously also indicate significant developments that we can also anticipate, because AI also is helping with storytelling. This is obviously key in terms of things like understanding scripting and what you wish to do, but there's also the issues of a lot of plagiarism taking place as well and a lot of theft taking place. Let's get the next caller coming through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
I just want to ask you a question, man.
Mm.
So some of our good veterans that used to participate in this program, like Omulemba. It's a long time I've heard about from him.
Oh, Angabona. Must we ask Omulemba to come back?
No. I'm just saying maybe that call, maybe the time that I'm not available, and, I haven't heard from him. Sometimes, they spy the conversation and things like that, and we also value their conversation. Contribution, and sometimes if you have not heard from that, sometimes the give some questions what is happening to our brothers. So those people represent present some issue, interest of the community, the master of the side. So it's also good to hear so that we are updated what is happening and reports there.
Yeah.
I think growing. Are people being saved? Or what is happening?
Yeah.
It's the work done now that the clubs, they don't represent their subject that time again. What is happening?
No, it's all good, Angabona. I'll just let Omulemba know here, after we're done with our call, that. We slightly miss him if he's, decided to gallivant somewhere. Or he's listening in silence.
Yeah, perhaps. But we just want to hear what are the issues, the current issues happening on that side.
All right. We'll do Zangabona.
He seems to be so closer to the master there as well.
Yeah. No, it's 100%. All right, Angabona. So, sorry about that. Omulemba, you obviously heard. It seems like Angabona also misses you. Yeah. So, getting back to where we left off the last 10 minutes, and also in terms of viewing this particular discussion, because at this moment, guys, a lot of you would now be switching on your smartphones, switching on your TVs, switching on your internet or your laptops at home. And the first thing you'll be interacting with is an over-the-top service that'll be presenting to you your favorite drama, your favorite show that you like to watch, your favorite podcast that you like to interact with, and your favorite particular sort of like streamer interacting in terms of whatever they're trying to talk to you about, what do they call that thing specifically, a matter of fact, or general life discussions that are happening out in the world around us. These are pivotal things because you sometimes hear clear-cut discussions. And here's a funny statistic. Lo and behold, guys, you don't know who, guess who is the largest, which generation today is the largest influencer population demographic on the planet? Who are the most influential people on the planet? It's my population demographic, the millennial demographic. We are the most influential, potentially also probably part of the most, one of the two most poorest, demographics as well. But my specific generation demographic and the planet, on the planet, is the most influential demographic on the planet. When it comes to the, you know, the interactive streams, podcasting and all that, the most influential population demographic is supposedly the millennial demographic. It does say something. It does cite that we actually engage in a lot of discourse, meaning a lot of conversation, a lot of engagement, whether it be on WhatsApp groups, whether it be on social media, whether it be in other capacities, whether it be writing articles, blogs, actually recording developments and the likes. I'll also give you a nice little pointer. There's this lovely I'd actually call her she's not an influencer, but she's actually a fan of soccer, a fan of football. She's English, she's British. And she tours because the UK has such a strong football culture. She tours various historic sports fields of football clubs in the UK, and she actually documents her experience. And she actually documents and talks to, let's say, an executive or a communication person from the football club, regarding, you know, history, recent events, and also, you know, what is sort of like the developments happening in that specific community. She was once invited to a town, this football club that Thierry Henry and Cesc Fabregas are part of in Italy, the city of the football club of Como, which is found in northern Italy. Right next to the lake, right next to Lake Como, which is known as one of the world's most pristine, spots for holiday in the world. It's a very beautiful spot. She was invited there as well. She was also invited to like the oldest club in England or the oldest club in Italy or, you know, those particular things. And then her and her boyfriend, because it's actually her YouTube channel, they would go to these sites. And they would engage and they would tell a story to a following. Literally, guys. Literally. And that also displays primarily the influence and the height of influence that people actually have on the internet sphere, and also how this is actually taking audiences away from the conventional technologies like TV and TV stations, taking them away because people actually want targeted subjects, topics, content for their liking. They don't want to switch on the TV and they can't switch the TV station anywhere else or the channel because today is just that day that there's just not nice enough content on that TV for them to consume. Now I know it's a concept that is obviously building up a lot of steam, specifically in the stated future of the African continent, where we will have a lot of young people, a lot of working professionals who will have a lot of money and a lot of disposable money to dispose of and to spend in economies across the continent and across in and within the individual 54 member state economies of the AU. The targeted discussion obviously has been about what kind of content can you put on if you are a company, a business, an advertiser, which is a business as well. Or if you are a content producer, what content can you put on? Because you would like to sell and market your content. And that's ultimately the gist in terms of how movies are made and various productions. There's this lovely guy I also found specifically on YouTube who actually made his own particular web series. Homeboy gets paid. He's an American. He's from the city of Atlanta in the state of Georgia in the United States. Homeboy gets paid. He literally gets paid from subscribers and the likes, and they make the best comedic value. You don't need, for example, like in Namibia, you would need, you know, the TV stations here. You don't need a TV station. You don't need a TV station. Own acting skills. Always has new sort of like guest stars or guest actresses and actors participating in the various stories. And it's like 7-8 minute things. There was another one also from another guy, from another three guys. They actually set up a production company and they only broadcast on the internet. Guys, the internet is a beast. It is literally a liberating beast. There's just no way you can view this thing in a different scenario and think that you are literally losing out. You just have to start something and you just have to go. Go with it, do it, and start off with a particular development. It also cites primarily that we need to take charge of certain particular developments that obviously have to help with how we grow things, because obviously we've got NDP6. NDP6 is just, you know, a vision and mission statement of trying to do something. It does lay out a strategy here and there, but in many cases it's up to us, the rest of us Namibians, to go and do our own thing. To literally go and do our own thing. The downside of that particular discussion is that we all wish to get money immediately. I know. It's the instant remuneration compensation dilemma. How do you get paid for what investment or effort you are putting in? And investment and effort does, in many cases, translate to energy, time, creativity, the innovation, and also you having to convince other partners and people to participate in your project, because they would also like to be paid. And that's one of the fundamental things, because you have to find a way of actually unlocking financing and convincing financiers to put their dollar behind your creativity. Hence the reason why the creative sector, the arts and culture sector, the media and entertainment sector, which technically all of them you can just sweep under the same with the same broom or brush, they have a critical role to play. Because not everyone can be an accountant, not everyone can become a government official with a very lovely salary, and not everyone can become a high-paying, skilled professional in this economy, and not everyone will be able to participate in oil and gas and in green hydrogen, for that matter, because we need to grow other sectors of the country. Before we continue, dear listeners, and before we end off on this evening's discussion here on your number one talk radio station, we'll quickly be taking a short break and coming back right after that.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting. To moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM. So, when you got to view the particular talking points about is there growth? Is there opportunity for growth? Is there opportunity for creativity? Is there opportunity to be able to do something that can firstly make you, self-sustainable, and thus also make you self-employed, or an opportunity of generating some sort of a value, and then also being able to live comfortably off this effort is a discussion of, you know, how do we view the particular development that stems from the entertainment and media sector carrying forward a particular benefit for not just who is investing in this endeavor, but also how it transmits its particular positive developments across an economy. For Namibia, our greatest challenge, which you can also call our greatest evil, is our slow internet rollout to areas of the country whereby we wish to provide internet coverage as broadly and as accessible as possible. The downside is, guys, I sometimes disagree with government directives, specifically from MICT, about instructing the SOEs, which is MICT, MTC and Telecom, about telling them, you guys must find a way to roll out or mass roll out internet. But if it was just so nice to just instruct people as if it's, you know, just like you can snap your fingers or you've got Thanos' gauntlet of the Infinity Gauntlet itself, it would have been an ideal situation. Because here's the unfortunate thing. Namibia doesn't make the internet cables or even the copper wiring. Namibia doesn't make the plastic that those things have to be insulated within. And the only thing that Namibia actually contributes is the consultants that have to show up on site and literally dig the trench whereby the internet infrastructure is always installed that we've seen across the country. That's all that we've got. And you can only work with the amount of budget because Namibia is such a large country with such a sparsely population, with such a sparsely populated, characteristic, which makes the internet coverage or internet provision an uphill task. It's not a challenge. It's an uphill task. Because here's the next thing you will then ask if you are in the economic planning, engine room of any of these SOEs. Is how do you make the money back from that? That endeavor, how do you make the money back? How do you make the money back? The important thing, obviously, is one that is based upon a talking point whereby we've got to look at the future for our own particular needs. And we've also got to look at the future in terms of how it factors into the overall makeup of an industry, as well as also broadly at an economic level. Broadly at an economic level. I'm not saying that we should all now become influencers, but I'm also saying that many of us, we need to start incorporating our own particular innovations, talking to us. You can even be a pensioner, and you can also become a movie producer for that matter. But bring us up to that abrupt end for this evening's discussion or this afternoon's discussion. Enjoy the rest of your programming in our company, dear listeners. Let's see each other again, same time, same place next week. You can still catch me on Sunday with my Sunday morning take. However, enjoy the rest of your programming in our company here on this Friday evening.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do, from Namibia, Africa, and around the world. Tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM. You are now listening to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight, weekdays from 4:30 to 6, only on Eagle FM. Download the app or tune in to a frequency near you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoe ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwala. Kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado ilinawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka okone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ilinawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe ibali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.